The Mayor's Compact and how it undermines American freedoms and promotes foreign law. The Mayor's Compact Fighting Hate and Bigotry is a grassroots initiative created by the Anti-Defamation League to combat intolerance or animus feelings towards Muslims and Jews. The compact has strong language towards hate and bigotry, which is protected under the United States Constitution. The compact reaches outside its boundaries to include hate speech, which clearly violates the First Amendment of free speech. Over 300 mayors nationally signed on to this agreement between the United States Conference of Mayors and the Anti-Defamation League to stop hate and bigotry against Muslims, Jews, and minorities, but fails to mention Christians. The agreement addresses hate groups, primarily white supremacists. The Mayor's Compact is riding the shirt tails of the United Nations Resolutions 1618 blasphemy laws towards Muslims. The United States Constitution becomes an obstacle in the advancement of the UN Resolution 1618 and the International Human Rights Commission when Hillary Clinton tried to implement blasphemy laws in the United States by the advice of the Organization of Islamic Corporation, OIC. In 2011, Hillary Clinton met with the OIC Secretary General in a three-day closed-door meeting to express her concerns towards international blasphemy laws and American laws. Clinton caved and proceeded to advance the UN Agenda 1618 onto the United States of America. The First Amendment of free speech falls under attack by the OIC. 57 Muslim member states voting as a bloc for the advancement of Sharia law, who in 2007 afforded Islam the same rights as an individual. In 2015, leaders got on board and introduced House Resolution 569, blasphemy laws against Muslims resembling United Nations Resolution 1618. This resolution was received with wide support from the likes of Minnesota's new Attorney General, Muslim terror tide Keith Ellison, and Sanctuary State new governor Tim Walz. But the resolution failed because it focused solely on intolerance towards Muslims, which, by the way, are being used as the new political battering ram to upend American sovereignty. In 2017, the Senate expanded its intolerance list and introduced Section Resolution 118, adding Jews and minorities to share the spotlight with Islam. Christians again failed to be included. Resolution 118 was introduced by Kamala Harris. Co-sponsors were Mark Rubio, Susan Collins, Dianne Feinstein. And on April 4th, the resolution passed and was sent to the House of Representatives. The United States very well could lose their expression of free speech if passed. The resolution was drafted by a Muslim organization, EMGAG USA, formerly Emerge USA, and the Muslim Public Affairs Council, the MPAC, which is the acronym. Politicians and civic leaders who cater to the Islamic religion are fighting an uphill battle to pass such high demands by Islamic groups and anti-blasphemy laws. As strange as it may be, with totally different beliefs such as Islam and ADL are working in solidarity as they write resolutions and the Mayor's Compact. Mayors and politicians sign in good faith without investigating where these ideas originate and the consequence affecting our liberties. Mayors bypassed legislation and went right to the people to implement international laws. Although the Mayor's Compact is an agreement, it is not law in America. People fail to read the Constitution and believe it to be the supreme law of the land. Mayors from across the country signed the Mayor's Compact to combat hate, extremism, and bigotry. In other words, the law. The effort is led by the Anti-Defamation League and the U.S. Conference of Mayors. The Mayor's Compact has 10 key components. Number one, expressly rejecting extremism, white supremacy, and all forms of bigotry. America, this is a wordplay. They're at war with the U.S. Constitution, and they are equating hate to that of law. Number two,
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"We shouldn't
rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, folks, if you want to call in at any time, we'd love to have you. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Now, folks, yesterday I was cut off about 5 minutes early concerning what it is, concerning the content that I wanted to get out to you before the end of the show. So I'm going to go ahead and tee that up for you real quick here. And I also wanted to let you know that Walter's going to be with us, Walter Hudson. He's been one that's been in this oversight committee in these congressional hearings, and you're seeing him all over the country right now. Well, I talked to him yesterday, and I told him, I said, "Listen, we got to get you on the show, give people an update as to what's going on concerning this fraud, not just in Minnesota, but what's going on in the United States." I want to highlight this, in again, so people can understand. We had Ron Bransner on, who's an expert in what's going on concerning the Somalian invasion, the treasonous acts of the governors and the mayors alluring them in, so on and so forth. And he had said that everything that's being played out right now is according to the United Nations playbook. And it's exactly what we're seeing. That's why we're seeing this fraud being uncovered all over the country. Again, read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. And that is a mercy of the Lord to open our eyes and having him reveal these things to us in the first place. So we're grateful for that. But keep in mind, he looks to the church to keep his commandments in dealing with the corruption by bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked and establishing righteousness in its place. And I'm thinking of Isaiah 26, verse 9, and Isaiah 51, verse 4 as well. So in saying that, friends, I want you to know that they're just buying more time. This is all a game. I'm going to play some audio videos for you throughout the show today, so you can come to your own conclusions, because, folks, the writing is on the wall as to the obviousness as to what's going on. Folks, there's no arrest up to this point, none whatsoever. And I just want to go ahead, as I said, throughout the duration of the show you in process, if you pay attention to what they're saying and what they're not doing, and in some cases what they are doing, I think you can put two and two together to understand that they're working together. They're not at odds with each other in any sense of the word. So without further ado, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to play this piece that I wanted to get to yesterday. We were cut off 5 minutes early, and this is Walter Hudson. He'll be with us on Friday, and this is Ayanna Pressley. I guess she's a part of the squad, you know, those that are working against or being used as political battering rams to upend who we are as a people. And I'm thinking of Ocasio and Tlaib and Omar. And she's a part of that squad. I guess somehow or another they have lawful standing to go ahead and do that, which is unlawful in America, according to the minds of the American people that tolerate her. But again, this bald black lady is going after none other than Walter Hudson. And again, we're going to have him with us Friday, so I want you to check out as to what it is we're going to be talking about on Friday's show. Listen to this.
One more opportunity. Ms. Robbins, Mr. Hudson, and Ms. Rarick, raise your hand if you oppose the pardon of George Santos.
Not playing this game.
It's not a game. It's real life. It's not a game at all. Okay, but I will take your refusal to go on record, not only as cowardice, but that you do agree with that pardon of that fraudster.
This is a woman that definitely knows her place, no doubt about it.
Trump's pardon of this crypto company.
Not participating.
Thank you, Mr. Ballou. Okay, again, I'll take your refusal to raise your hand in opposition. That means that you support this pardon of this corporation that frauded folks to the tune of $100 million.
Refusal to participate is not an expression.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time. Refusal
to participate is not an expression one way or the other.
Do you know the rules of committee? This is my
time. I know that I am here as a member of the public.
Reclaiming my time. You are not, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair.
That's what I know.
You are not in order with the rules of the committee. This is my time. This is my time.
Listen to this.
I ask you questions and you answer, but you're too much of a coward to answer. So we're going to move on. So raise your hand if you oppose Trump's
pardon. So what's going on with Walters? He's not getting caught into their little political games here. And so
this is not grandstanding.
Exactly what Minnesotans hate about DC.
This is accountability, and you are hypocrites. So again, I will take your refusal.
Thanks for demonstrating my opening statement.
Mr. Chairman, order, decorum. She's off the rails.
Reclaiming my time. I'm not off the rails, please.
You are totally off the rails.
We'll move on to Representative Hudson.
Then we have another one interrogating.
I cannot deceive the committee by giving it a binary. I have spoken to this many times. I have renounced the content of these ridiculous conspiracy theories, and I've called them ridiculous on multiple
That's
occasions.
That's great. Do you think it's appropriate for the President of the United States?
I am not going to engage in the silly condemnation game.
This is not silly. This is the
What did you have to say about the assassination
of Charlie
Kirk? I'll
reclaim my time. I'll reclaim
what did you have
time.
To say about Jay
I'll
Jones, who's the chief
I'll
law enforcement officer in the state
time.
Of Virginia,
I'll reclaim my
fantasizing
I'll
about
reclaim
stupid
my time.
Republicans
I will reclaim
and watching
my
kids
time.
Die gentlemen, in their mother's arms. I'm not playing this game.
Gentlemen, we'll stop talking
ever.
On my
order,
time.
Order. Okay, so on Friday, we're going to have Walter with us, and he's going to go ahead and give you somewhat of a download concerning what took place there. It's interesting, friends. Ayanna Pressley, her husband, just got out of prison after 10 years as a drug trafficker. And it's interesting. They ask questions to Representative Walter Hudson, and then when he begins to answer the question, they reclaim their time because they don't want the answers, friends. These are the people that reside. These are the people that occupy office in the United States of America. And people, really, I got to ask the question, and you're asking what the problem is with our country? We see the corrupt scoundrels residing in office, acting out accordingly, getting caught as scandal after scandal. They're uncovered, they're exposed for the people to rise up and to lawfully deal with them. And what do the people do? Nothing. Nothing. So, folks, you're giving them the opportunity, as we call it here, at least on this show today, is buying more time so they can keep kicking the can down the road, so they can keep tightening the noose about the necks of the American people. And what am I talking about? Well, let me see if I can get this in real quick. This is Donald Trump talking about how the Somalians have stole at least 19. Now it's up to 19, like I had said, 5 days before anybody brought it up. Now the president's catching on here as well, and he's talking about how the Somalians have stolen over $19 billion just from the state of Minnesota. Listen to this.
Leave the U.S. Speaking aboard Air Force One Sunday, Trump said that includes Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, claiming she's one of the leaders.
Oh, just hang on a second, people. You're going to start tracking real quick here.
Low IQ governor. and a corrupt politician.
Okay, so he's calling out the corruption of Walz and Omar. Okay, just let's set with that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at LibertySentinel.org and subscribe for free at LibertySentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to go ahead and rewind this really quick because I'm teeing it up to show you that both federal and state government agencies are being used as they are working in alliance concerning buying the time to continuously kick the can down the road as the noose is being tightened upon the American people. Now, again, I just want to revert back to the fact that I'm not talking out of school. I talked with our friend Alex Newman, who's very well involved with inside of the halls of government as well as the church. And as I was talking to him this morning, I said, I haven't talked to you in a minute, probably about a month right before Christmas. And I said, what are you seeing out there? And he had shared with me, he goes, Bradley, I believe that what they're doing here is creating a civil war. And this is something that we've been talking about for a long time on the radio, how the politicians working hand in glove with the corrupt in the media, the useful idiots and the mockingbird media are, again, hand in glove, working it out to create domestic insurrection. And right now what you're seeing is a perfect and a prime example coming to a head concerning what's going on in America right now. But I want to go back to the first segment, and I want you to listen to what Donald Trump says about all of the crime going on with Walz and Omar in particular, okay? But again, I want you to remember this is happening all over the country. But let me prove the point that they're just buying more time, because it's as clear as the nose on your face, okay? Listen to this.
Every Somali stealing money from the American taxpayer should be forced to leave the U.S. Speaking aboard Air Force...
Should be forced to leave the U.S. It's called treason. It's called theft. It's called crime. Should be. Should be, okay? This is what we're hearing. Should be. We're hearing politicians highlight the crimes of those that are committing the crime, right? The criminals. It reminds me of one day when I was at a meeting in Minnesota. It's called MITA. It's much like the DARE program. And what those programs are set up to do is to increase drug use, but they have programs called DARE, which means to provoke. So the more I tell an unregenerate kid not to do something, guess what that kid wants to do? Do the exact opposite. Well, in saying that, when I went to this program, I called the program out in front of all of the people. The young kids seen exactly what I was saying. The older generation got mad at me. And I asked the question, since when did it become the job of law enforcement to do nothing but to highlight the crime and to teach the young people how to commit the act? Because that's all we're hearing from politicians, is them highlighting the crime. That's not why they're in office. They're there to enforce the law against the crime and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Is that what you're seeing in any sense of the word across the United States of America right now? What are you hearing right now? You're hearing this concerted effort from all of the politicians calling out the crimes of who? The Somalians. The question that I have for you to prove the point that they're just buying more time, who treasonously allured them into the country? The same politicians that are magnifying the crimes of the ones that they committed the act of treason in or by in alluring them into the country. And again, it's not their job to magnify the crime. It's their job to magnify the law against the crime. And that's not what you're seeing right now. Let's listen to the rest of this.
One Sunday, Trump said that includes Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, claiming she is one of the leaders of the mounting fraud scandal. He called Tim Walz a very low IQ governor and a corrupt politician. The president said Somalis are ripping off the country at what looks to be about $19 billion. He adds the numbers are astronomical. And he said Somalia is a dead country with no government or military. And all they do is run around shooting people trying to capture ships.
You know, we don't let them take ships anymore. You know why? We use the same exact missile on them that we use on the drug carriers. And it's very effective.
See how they create the problem? Then they claim to be the problem solver. But they never deal with the issue that they created. What do? They create more laws, what they call their policies, undermining the Constitution to control the people all the more. That's what it's about. It's always what it's been about.
You notice there's nobody capturing ships anymore? It's actually very easy. They head out. We say, guess what? There's pirates. Bing, that's the end of the pirates.
Oh, well, Trump says because of this, the shipping business is coming back, adding he is not just doing it for American ships, but worldwide. This comes after Walz announced he would not be seeking re-election.
Okay, so the question again, just proving the point that they're just buying more time. And I've laid this to your candor several times, but I want to lay it to you again. Has Donald Trump, have the state legislators throughout the United States of America, have they drawn up the articles of impeachment to prosecute those that are guilty of the act of the Somalians? Some will say, well, what does that have to do with it? Because it's the mayors and the governors that committed the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, that allured them in. What you probably don't know is when an illegal that was drawn in by these treasonous said representatives is brought in and commits a crime, it's the governor and the mayor that are responsible for the crime of the illegal that they treasonously allured in. You probably didn't know that. But now you do. Okay. Are they addressing those that allured them in committing the act of treason? I'm asking the question. 281-845-4704. Well, let's go to the next point here, friends. This is Sean Hannity, controlled operative, talking to Kristi Noem, who's becoming a mockery within the DHS, which is another unconstitutional agency. And why are people mocking her? Well, listen to what she has to say. It seems like she cares more about the way that she looks. By the way, she should keep working on the way that she looks, if that's what it's about, because she's not quite there yet. And I'm not undermining her, friends, but it's just ridiculous what the people put up with in this country. But you can see that's what she cares about, because what she talks about and what she does, again, makes absolutely no sense, but to further solidify the point that I'm making right now. And what is that? They're just buying more time. Listen to this nonsense. This is Kristi Noem.
Is there any crime that the politicians are themselves breaking, any laws they're breaking?
You know, Sean, we're certainly going after and looking into all of that with Courtney.
Okay, wait a second. Kristi Noem, when asked the question, have they committed a crime? Kristi Noem is saying, well, we're looking into that. Wait a second. Why are you using an unconstitutional agency called ICE to go into the states throughout the United States of America, sweeping away their sovereignty through a violation of the 10th Amendment if they didn't commit a crime? And why is it that you're going and dealing with the branches on the tree rather than laying the axe to the root of the tree? And what am I talking about? The branches on the tree are the illegals that the trunk of the tree, the governors and mayors, treasonously allured in. Are they going after, again, just a different way of saying it, are they going after the responsible party for committing the act of treason? That's the whole reason Kristi Noem is in Minnesota anyways, and going to California and going to New York. It's because of the crimes of the governor and the mayor. So when she's asked the question by Sean Hannity, controlled operative Sean Hannity here, the useful idiot for Fox News, the entertainment platform that people actually somehow or another want to attempt to validate, Kristi Noem asks, in response, when asked by Sean Hannity, she responds with, well, we're certainly looking into that. Well, if they didn't commit a crime, you wouldn't be going after the illegals. And after all, isn't it the illegals that you're using for to test to see how the people respond? I'm here to tell you, friends, that's exactly what's going on here. Because, in fact, ICE is violating the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They don't have the authority to do what they're doing. I've said it 1,000 times, and I'm going to point my finger back to the American people. If you'd only take the time to read the Constitution, namely Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, because when there's an invasion, it's for the militia to put it down. It's for the people to put it down. It's for the men and the women of this country that are armed, namely the Second Amendment. We are the militia. We do a whole show on this. It's for the militia to stop the insurrection and to put down the invasion, or to put down the insurrection and to basically repeal the invasion according to the Constitution. But it's not the people being called up. This right here is confusion. Daniel 9:7, and that's all it breeds is more confusion. That's all you have to do is ask the question, Sean Hannity asking the question, have the officials, for example, has the governor, has the mayor, has the attorney general, have they committed a crime? And she's saying that's what we're looking into. See, most people don't put two and two together and say that's the whole reason ICE is there in the first place. That's the excuse ICE is there in the first place. Okay, I'm going to come right back to this piece. I'm going to keep playing more of this nonsense for you. And to prove the point that that's all they're doing, both federal and state, folks, they're both actors on the same stage, working together and testing the American people to see how far they can go with the excuse of the illegals that they drew in the first place. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over. And I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Uh, 281-845-4704. By the way, if I missed this, do forgive me. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm just here to tell you, friends, and I'm just here showing you how this is all being laid out. And again, the only way that you're going to be able to navigate all this stuff is when you take the time to know your founding documents. I mean, that's a great way of saying thank you to those that have fought, bled, and died fighting to give you, through their sacrifice, what it is that you have today, right? First in the spiritual and in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Read it when you get a moment. Therefore, that's why we do what we do, 2 Corinthians 5:15 as well. 281-845-4704. I'm going to play the duration of this, and I'll do my best to hold back. Though this is live radio, I will do my best to hold back concerning this question given to Christy Noem, who is an absolute sellout to her people in South Dakota. Just ask me. I've got all the documentation. All the documentation, folks. If you got all day, we can go through all of it if you'd like. What she said and what she did were two different stories as well. But Sean Hannity here is asking her the question concerning the said representatives. And he's namely talking about Walls, and he's talking about Ellison, and he's talking about Omar, and he's talking about Frey. And he's asking the question, are they basically guilty of any crime? And I'm just laying to your candor, friends. Well, why would they have an unconstitutional agency there testing the people if they didn't commit a crime? See, what they're doing is they're dealing with everybody else, but the ones that committed the crime. Do you understand? They're going secondary. They should firstly be dealing with the mayor and the governor and the attorney general and Ilhan Omar and Amy Klobuchar and Jacob Frey. But that's not who they're dealing with. No, no, no. The excuse is the illegals, okay? Not the ones that committed the act of treason. Let's listen to this.
Asking you, is there any crime that the politicians are themselves breaking, any laws they're breaking?
You know, Sean, we're certainly going after and looking into all of that with coordination of Department of Justice, but the mayor, if he were mayor, could be violating the Constitution by giving advice on how to evade.
Could be giving the folks, what she's doing is insinuating the mayor could be. The mayor in Minnesota's name's Jacob Frey. And I don't know if I have this pulled up or not. Oh, yep, there it is. Make no mistake, Jacob Frey and his wife are knee-deep in the Somalia fraud. Did you know that Jacob Frey's got his own tribal name? I'm not kidding you. There's only, hey, folks, in every scenario, from Tim Walz to Ellison to Ilhan Omar to Klobuchar to all of those, and Frey, including himself, they're all there defending who? They're defending those that they allured in through the act of treason. Are you seeing the semantics that are being played out here, friends? Again, Jacob Frey's knee-deep into this fraud. That's why he's protecting his interests. Why is it that the federal government sits back and gives them permission to go ahead and commit the crime? Not only did they act in outside of their scope of authority, but also committed the act of treason. Again, Article 3, Section 3, opposite of what they're called to do, Article 2, Section 3, according to Article 6, Section 2, which is called the Supremacy Clause. They're acting in contrast. They're warring against their oath. They're warring against upholding the Constitution and the enumerated laws. They're doing the opposite, okay? Again, so what they're doing is they're just circumventing, because again, what they're doing is testing the American people to see how far they'll allow ICE to go, okay? And what we're seeing, friends, is this nonsense given to us right now with these softball questions. By the way, Christine Noem already knows the questions that are going to be asked. Just like when you look at a press conference, I don't care where it is, you have the mainstream media and you have these politicians that are already waiting for the questions that are going to be proposed, because they're all on the same stage as a bunch of clowns in that circus. That is a fact. That's an absolute fact. I'm not saying in every given scenario, but over and over again, we catch them with scripted questions. That's why they're giving such long answers in so many cases, okay? And again, the questions are irrelevant, okay? Just like this one that Sean's giving to her right now. Are they doing anything illegal? Well, I mean, if I'd have been Christy Noem, the first thing I would have said, duh, Sean, why do you think we're there in the first place? And I'd also said, you know, but what's crazy about it, in response to Christy Noem after she said, duh, Sean, why do you think we're there? I would have said, well, then if that's the case, then how come you haven't rounded up the governor and the mayor then? Or the individuals that are responsible for the act of treason in the first place? None of that's being talked about. And this is, again, the importance of understanding. Well, you can't have this conversation until you first take responsibility so you can see it for what it is. And for the American people to sit back and allow these people to sit there and play with your God-given rights, you deserve the slavery and the chains that are being forged upon your wrists and your ankles and upon your posterity, even now. Seriously. This is ridiculous, these questions. These are softballs.
Law enforcement and how to get away with breaking the law. It's really...
How to get away with breaking the law? They've already committed the act of treason, Christy. And you know this, and so does the guy that you work for, You all the well know this, but that's not what you're after. What you're after is you're looking at how far you can go with the American people.
Unbelievable in this country what we're seeing. Those ICE agents that you were referencing, the violent attacks that have increased against them.
Many of those ICE agents, by the way, are police officers. Many, and I'm talking about local, not just national, okay? So a lot of these guys, it's not all of them that are bad in there. They believe that they're doing the right thing, but they do need to understand the foundation of the organization or agency called ICE in the first place. So what's crazy about it, friends, is it's the innocent again, and it's the men and women of America that are paying the price while these politicians are playing games by inciting this domestic insurrection in the first place.
Them to 1,200% death threats against...
Death threats up against police is up 1,200%. Whose fault is that? I'm asking the question, whose fault is that? Anybody got any family members in law enforcement or in the military? Yeah. You look at it different when they are and when they do participate in actually standing up for the liberties that they have. But she just got done telling you, Christine Noem just told you that there's a 1,200% increase in death threats to our police officers. Whose fault is that? How come Christine Noem isn't dealing with walls? How come it is that they're doing nothing but highlighting their crimes, friends? Because they're buying time. Now they're highlighting Zohran Mamdani. Zohran Mamdani, I don't know if you're aware of this, friends, but the first, 10 days, he's already got over 700,000 recall votes in to have him removed. See, because they didn't want to listen to me before I said what I said concerning Zohran Mamdani. He's doing exactly what he said he was going to do, outside of the fact that once he got into office, he showed the world that he was appointed by none other than the Zionists. Guess who Donald Trump works for? The Zionists, friends. You can't make this kind of stuff up. This is a uniparty system. These politicians are not at war with each other. It's the people that are the problem to these politicians, and they're showing you that you are the problem on a daily basis. How do they do that? They fail to bring justice upon the heads of those that perpetrated these riots in the first place. And if only those people that are being used, namely the American people in those riots. Yes, I understand riot is the voice of the unheard, but I do want to make clear, if only they took time to understand how they were pawns on the boards of these politicians and that their lives are irrelevant to these politicians. And if it was true, then they would have brought justice long ago. But that's not what's going on, and that's not what's being played out here, friends. That's all they're doing is highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate.
Them are at 8,000%. And I want to remind everybody, these ICE agents live in these communities. That's their homes. They have their families there. They're working to keep their own kids safe so that they can go to school, they can go to church, and go to work every single day. So they're there doing God's work to protect this country and enforce the law. And these politicians, if they don't like the law, then go frickin' change it. Go change the law. That's your job, is to actually have debate.
No. It's not your job to change the law. Folks, see, listen to this nonsense. That's why you have 10,000 policies being pushed down your throat. And what are those policies being put into play? What are they being put into play for? So they can undermine the law that protects you, friends. That always works for the politicians. And so she's condemning herself in making that statement, namely the statement that she just made. It's not their job to change the law. Hey, folks, if anything stands in contrast to God's moral law, it's null and void. Anything that stands against the Constitution, what is predicated upon common law, God's Torah, guess what? It's null and void. So what are you talking about, Christy? She all the well knows that she's talking to a people that don't know the difference. She's talking to a people that she's doing her best in deceiving is exactly what she's doing right now. Okay? Now she's talking about Noam on Mandani's anti-ICE rhetoric. Well, guess what, friends? Guess who they're calling forth? They're calling forth the Muslims to stand up. Who drew those Muslims in? Do you see what's happening, friends? The people are getting caught between the game players, aren't they? Let me say it again. The governors and the mayors treasonously allured the Muslims in. The Muslims are being now used as an excuse to use unconstitutional agencies to oversweep state rights. That's all. That's all that's happening, friends. And people sit back and they actually take it for face value, as if to suggest the likes of a Kristi Noem or any other politician playing these games that are not calling forth impeachment and prosecution and an immediate arrest of these treasonous individuals across the United States. They all the well know that they're not for us, but they are against us. And they act accordingly, friends. They act accordingly. Now, I want to highlight something here really quick. I know I got a hard break coming up on me. If you want to call in, I do want to give you the heads up, 281-845-4704. I want to get through some more stuff here before the end of the show because, again, I'm doing my best to show you they are just buying more time, and I'm trying to do my best in spinning it as many ways as I possibly can. But I want to revert back to the fact that I was talking to our friend Alex Newman this morning, and I had said, what are you seeing within the halls of government? He said, Bradley, I believe they're trying to create a civil war. He also said that they're doing their best to break down our financial system. He said they want to collapse the monetary system. It's all being done by the politicians that Americans tolerate.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Just had someone on live chat ask the question, hey Bradley, how is the militia going to rise up in Minneapolis? I just don't see it happening. Who would spearhead it? Okay, so he's asking the question. Well, it's like any other suffrage of the illegalities going on and the crimes of the politician that's going on and have been going on in this country far too long. It's up to the people because, again, as Thomas Edison rightly said, it's the people that are the law in this country. It's what the preamble says. And if the people don't want to respond to the crimes, then they're just basically giving a forfeiture over to those that mean to overthrow the republic. And that's exactly what's happening. But I do want to answer that question because I brought it up and I'm glad you asked the question. Who is the militia? Well, if you go back to June 4th, 1788, George Mason addressing the Virginia ratifying convention. Well, he asked the question, but he gave the answer, right? He said, I ask, who are the militia? They consent now for the whole people except a few public officers, those that don't want them armed. That's all he was saying. If you go over to James Madison, the father of our Constitution, the Annals of Congress, 434, June 8th, 1789, he said, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, violated, okay? A well-regulated militia, me and you, composed of the body of people, trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. I think people need to understand as we're caught in the center of this confusion that they're creating on purpose, is the fact that both the federal government and the state government, and I'm talking about the none other than Pam Bondi under Donald Trump, as well as state governments throughout the United States, a good portion of them, are all doing their best to disarm the American people, even as we speak. Now keep in mind, even as we speak, they're trying to disarm us. Why would they try to disarm us, folks, in a time of invasion like this, outside of the fact that we already know that answer? He said, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. Let me give you two more. Here we have Richard Henry Lee, federal farmer number 18, January 25th, 1788. He said, a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and included, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms to preserve liberty. It is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. Folks, you're seeing your current day scoundrel politicians facing off with what our forefathers established. You need to ask yourself the question, did our forefathers establish the liberties that we still have today over 250 years ago? Yep. And let me ask you the other question in contrast, who's trying to steal those away? The modern day scoundrels. Okay. Let me give you one more. Here is Representative Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, Annals of Congress, 750. That's the page, August 17, 1789. What, sir, is the use of the militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, like what you're seeing right now. The bane of liberty, whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise up an army upon their ruins. Who attacks and demonizes the militia more than the mainstream media? Let me ask you the next question, friends. Have you been called up by federal or state government to defend yourselves as to what's going on right now? Or are you seeing this warning, this prophecy given over 200 years ago, live itself out in the present? You're going to have to answer the question because I think we all know the answer. Okay. We got John calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, sir, Bradley. In the War of 1812, the militia was called to stand down by the Calvinists from Nova Scotia to bring in the standing army. But then in the 35th Congress, in the 1857, 1859, March to March, that's just like the playbook that's going on now in regards to removing the rest of the state's rights, because you cannot have a North American Union with 50 states having individual rights.
Okay.
And these people have been put in place to give the powers up of the people through each state by state. I believe
that. Yeah, oh, you're absolutely right. And let me ask you, John, and how are they selling that to the people? Who are they selling to the people? The good guys. And that's who's doing this. Well, men slept, it tells us in Matthew 13:5-25, it says, while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. And what puts men to sleep more than what we're seeing right now?
Yeah, the devil's supposed to be very attractive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
apparently.
Thank you, Bradley.
Yep, you're welcome. Thanks, John. I totally appreciate you, guy. I want to say this. During Barack Obama, that foreign criminal, sodomite, during his criminal tenure, I do want you to know that all over the country, we were a Tea Party favorite. There would be 200, 300, 400, 500 people showing up at every single event. Did you know that when Donald Trump went into office, doing the same exact things that Barack Hussein Obama was doing during his tenure, and in some cases, even worse than what Barack Obama did, when Donald Trump came into office, did you know that the Tea Parties completely vanished? They diminished. What does that mean? It means, well, they were told by someone that they're going to make America great again. They took him for face value because he called himself a Christian, though he didn't bear the fruit, right? But the fact of the matter is the people took the bait just like every other single time, and they go back to sleep. Barack Obama was your best friend because he drove people to school. He drove people to the Word of God, into the Constitution. See, that's what needs to happen again. The fan needs to flame the fires to wake the people up. Donald Trump does just the exact opposite because people are that ignorant to believe what they're told. Here, let me show you this right now. So you're being told right now that the Somalians are corrupt, Murdo is corrupt, the list goes on, everybody's corrupt, and we're going to do this, and we're going to overthrow that country and this country, and you know, nobody does it better than Donald Trump, and he's making America great again, and we're doing it, we're really close to it. And again, nobody does it better than him, right? I want you to keep that in mind. Making America great again. I want you to listen to what Thomas Massie has to say concerning, guess what, friends? What you forgot about. And what did you forget about? The Epstein files. Remember he got mad at Marjorie Taylor Greene? She said, I played the video audio for you. Remember she said that he was very angry with me, speaking of Donald Trump. And he said to her in his anger, you're going to hurt a lot of people if you release those files. Namely, Donald Trump. Listen to this.
To comply with the law, why not?
Well, it's not a matter of opinion now. They're not in compliance with the law. They've missed
talking
two
about
deadlines.
Donald Trump's
the first
administration.
Was a 30-day deadline to release material to the public, and the second was a 15-day deadline to release some information to Congress. But what I'm concerned about is not the volume of material that they haven't released. It's specific documents they haven't given us where we know there are individuals who will be named. They're withholding those documents. Also, we believe they're over-redacting the files in contravention of the law, the letter of the law.
So Thomas Massie's here now highlighting the fact that they're redacting, over-redacting is his word, on CNN about the Epstein files. They've already broken the law. They didn't release the files the way that they were supposed to be released, so they need to keep you distracted. So what's going on in Minneapolis right now, Minnesota, is exactly what they need. And that's why they're going to do their best to make sure that this continues on from city to city. And the way that they do that is through the ignorance of the American people by allowing them to do it. One of the things that I had shared with you yesterday was the fact that this is happening all over the United States. I wanted to kind of highlight California for you just a little bit so you can get a taste as to what's going on down under that little wannabe dictator, scoundrel, Gavin Newsom, because that's exactly what he is. And I want you to see and listen and hear, okay, how much of a scoundrel and how much of a liar he is, okay? Listen to this reporter who actually does his job and presses him for real questions. And when Gavin lies, he calls him out for it.
Yeah. Let me start by asking you, where have you been?
$522.2 million shortfall.
Working the line right now. We doubled the National Guard. We have 1,600.
Last year, we had a
570.
Hey, I'm here to talk about tomorrow, today and tomorrow. Not yesterday. I've been working my tail off. I've been
look at
out,
the
I think
arrogance.
I had 69 public events in the last 2.5 weeks.
You know, I heard so you say that on the radio today, yeah. And then I asked your staff, well, where's the printout? Where are these events? And your press person said, well, this is stuff he just goes to.
Yeah, these are all public events, right. Yeah, so.
But look, you know the criticism that you have been dodging, not just the press, but also the public, that you have been sulking after dropping out of the governor's race, that you're having a temper tantrum.
What's happening here, friends, and I'll play this after the show's over, what you're not seeing, affiliates, is Gavin Newsom sitting here smirking back and forth at this said representative. Hang on a second. he's going back and forth with this said reporter, and the reporter's going out of bounds by holding him accountable for the truth of the matter. And you can see it in this scoundrel's face, Gavin Newsom's face. He doesn't like it, and you'll hear more of it in just a moment. If you want to continue on, jump on sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. We're going to continue for about 10 or 15 minutes more here. And to all of our affiliates, we love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya. Okay, folks, I want to go over here. Now we're off the radio. If you want to call in, you still can, 281-845-4704. I just want you to see this little pompous scoundrel when he's being called out for the truth that he's not speaking, called out for his lies. You see his face, it becomes disfigured. Why? Because he's not used to reporters actually holding him accountable to the truth. Well, this one does. As a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and start it over so you can see the whole of it. And just again, so you can understand, these are nothing short of point men, these scoundrels, to do the biddings of this uniparty system. They have handlers, and they're doing what they're told. And this right here is a prime example of that. And we're highlighting also the fraud that's going on, and I'll play another video for you right after this one as well. But let's check this one out first, just so you can understand who Gavin Newsom is. And this isn't the first time Newsom's been busted. If he's not drunk on camera, he's busted doing the opposite of what he said he was going to do, just like you're going to see right here.
Let me start by asking you, where have you been?
$522.2 million shortfall.
Working the line right now. We doubled the National Guard. We have 1,600.
Last year we had a 570.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm here to talk about tomorrow, today and tomorrow. Not yesterday. I've been working my tail off. I've been out. I think I had 69 public events in the last 2.5 weeks.
You know, I heard you say that on the radio today, yeah. And then I asked your staff, well, where's the printout? Where are these events? And your press person said, well, this is stuff he just goes to.
Yeah, these are all public events, right. Yeah, so.
But look, you know the criticism that you have been dodging, not just the press, but also the public, that you have been sulking after dropping out of the governor's race, that you're having a temper tantrum. What do you want to say about it? You know, it's not just the press, though, that you've been absent from. I mean, I have a list of the events that you have missed.
He's talking about how busy he is, and then this reporter who had enough of it through the mainstream media, CBS here, he just cuts right through it, friends. And this is what they should all be doing. If they want respect, then you do what you should be doing rather than appeasing the politicians that are committing crimes, doing your best as accomplices and a covering for those crimes.
Well, you want a few. The Urban Land Institute, you were scheduled to speak before 6,000 people.
I had the flu that week.
The China SF conference that was also there, they were counting on you. The Silver Spur Awards luncheon.
That was the only one I missed that I actually knew about.
2,000 people.
I think you're focused on the spur I actually wish I had made. I was sick as a dog, and that was on a Monday, and was gone for 3 days.
Salvation Army luncheon honoring your chief of staff.
I was never scheduled to be there. I was at I was at three events.
Getting a little defensive now.
Off the record, I'm amazed.
Okay, listen to what he says on the way out. This is what I want you, just to show you, folks, that these are pretenders. They're imposters. You've seen how he was laughing. And now at the end of it, when he takes the microphone off, he's angry with the reporter. And I want you to listen to what he says.
Amazingly disappointed.
I'm disappointed. Smiles at him.
Amazing. I just am, personally. You know? Mayor, good to
see you. I'm personally disappointed, man. Why'd you do that to me? Why did you show everybody I was lying to him? I mean, this again is what the American people are putting up with. Now, let me show you the fraud under Gavin Newsom, because we've known this has been going on for a long time. I think the other day I had highlighted the fact that over 250,000 recall votes, more than what was needed to remove Gavin Newsom. This was a couple years back. Interestingly enough, he remained, folks. I mean, they could have the whole state population stand up and tell them that, we didn't vote for you, but the mainstream media is going to do their best to try to demonize the whole population of the state and say, oh, yeah, you did, because we said you did. We know that 81% of you don't believe a thing we have to say, but us as the devil's minions, we're telling you the truth this time. Okay, this is what's amazing to me, and this is one of those things I'm going to ask the Lord on Judgment Day. How is it that the masses tolerated the crimes of the few? That's what's amazing to me. You know they're corrupt. You see the fruit hanging on their corrupt branches, but they remain. Check this out. This is concerning the jaw-dropping fraud going on in California. The numbers, are you ready for this, people? The numbers are to be up to that of $76.5 billion. Minnesota's up to 19 right now. This is insane. So we see where the problem is. Well, is the problem going to take care of itself? Nope, it's only going to get worse until there's nothing left.
Governor Gavin Newsom's leadership, it has become the, quote, fraud capital of America.
And we have team coverage. Our national correspondent, Alana Austin, is on Capitol Hill with more on the investigations into Tim Walz. But we start with correspondent Heather Myers, who has more on what is going on in California. A rainy day out there on the West Coast. Heather, what can you tell us?
Well, good afternoon to you, Katrina and Andrew. This latest report was issued by the state auditor, and that's a nonpartisan position. That state auditor now puts 8 state agencies on the high-risk list of agencies to watch out for things like fraud and mismanagement as well as waste. Here's a look at that 92-page report. Newly added to the high-risk list is California's food stamp program. If the state doesn't get the improper payments under control, it could cost an extra $2.5 billion. Also on there is the Department of Finance, which was tasked with giving out COVID relief funds. Critics say $32 billion of that was taken by fraudsters. Then there are infrastructure issues like California's deteriorating dams and also the high-speed train that's already cost taxpayers $18 billion without a single section of track complete. Other reports cite $24 billion spent on the homeless issue that critics claim the state lost track of. More recently, there's a report that says California's cell phone users paid a surcharge for years to upgrade the state's 911 system. Here's Congressman Kevin Kiley talking about what happened to that plan.
That after spending $650 million on that system, the state is totally scrapping it and starting over, completely wasted the money because the technology doesn't work. Mind you, we are very close to Silicon Valley in Sacramento, and yet the government can't figure out how to make basic technology perform.
Okay, so I want you to understand something. They're talking about $76.5 billion in fraud in the state of California. I want you to understand as well that many of these storefronts, these child care, daycare systems that were set up by the Somalians that were drawn in by governors and mayors throughout the United States of America, it was during that time that the fraud was being committed against the American people. But what I also want you to consider this, friends, keep in mind, while they were basically allocating your tax dollars to the Muslims that were being used to undermine you as a political battering ram, I want you to remember it was those same governors that went after small businesses. Did you hear what I said? Did you know that during the pandemic, or the plandemic, I might say, Jeremiah 11:9, it was a conspiracy, and no one's been held accountable for that. As a matter of fact, the worshipers, Acts 12:22, of Donald Trump put him right back into office, all the while knowing that he was responsible for up to 30 million deaths from the jab, experimental jabs. I want you to hear me again. These governors that were reallocating your tax dollars, and mayors that were reallocating your tax dollars to the Somalians that were being used as a political battering ram to upend who we are. This is under the hand of God, under his sovereignty, his judgments. During that same time, the governors were zeroing in on small businesses throughout the United States of America. Did you know that while they were attacking small businesses, did you know that Planned Parenthood stayed open? Did you know that strip clubs stayed open? Did you know that liquor stores stayed open? And did you know that while all the small businesses that were being shut down by force, which if I'd owned a business, I would have stayed open. And by the way, as a minister, I was going around preaching all out throughout the United States of America in the face of their tyranny. I didn't ask them for permission to obey God. I did what I was commanded to do. And I did it with joy in my heart. Okay. But I do want, matter of fact, we even had an attorney on the show from Liberty University telling all of the preachers to stay out there and don't submit to this tyranny that's taking place. That sounds like scripture to me, Romans 12:21. But again, I want you to contemplate what I'm telling you. While this fraud was being perpetrated against you, America, throughout the United States of America, and more states are going to be coming, friends, we're going to start seeing more of this fraud, this systemic fraud that's all been pre-planned and orchestrated, Isaiah 28, verse 18. The more that we see, the more I want you to understand that they are a part of the club of destroying this country and doing the best in doing so, friends. We've seen their hand in it. And their willingness to go ahead and attack small businesses throughout the United States of America. Can I show you how stupid these politicians are? Because it is Cloward Piven. They are trying to break the monetary system. They are trying to break the financial system. And I think we all know that. But you know what's crazy about all of that is during this time that they were attacking we the people, friends, that they were actually driving all of that small business that was shut down throughout the United States by these said governors illegally and unlawfully, unconstitutionally. Did you know that they were aggrandizing and they were basically shifting wealth over to the billionaires worldwide? Did you know that their wealth increased 27%? Did you hear me? Hey, folks. I'm just blowing the trumpet, Ezekiel 33:3. That's all I'm doing. I'm just showing you the law, and I'm showing you the lawbreakers, and I'm telling the people their responsibility before a just and a holy God. Here, let me say it this way. You're looking for answers? Go to Isaiah 59, verse 8. What does it say? The way of peace the people know not. Why? Because there are no judgments in their goings. They have made them crooked paths, and whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from the people, neither does justice overtake the people. They wait for the light, but behold, obscurity, for brightness, but walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, liberation from the chains of these wannabe tyrants, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our sins are, and our transgressions are with us, and for us our iniquities, we know them. And listen to what it says in verse 13, Isaiah 59, in transgressing and lying against the Lord. And listen to this, and departing from our God. How are we departing from God? By not keeping his commandments. This is exactly the opposite of what the forefathers did on our part. They didn't put, as a matter of fact, James Madison said, the whole premise of government is justice and judgment. We're talking about today, that they're just buying more time. I want to show you this, and then I want to show you what we've captured concerning just recently with the likes of an Ilhan Omar. Now, you all know Ilhan Omar, she is a CIA plant. So is Walls, so is Ellison. And I want to show you there's more to this. So is Frey, because you see what they're doing, and somehow or another, they're trying to distract the people from the fact that everyone that I just named is guilty of treason. Okay, but what I want you to know is Ilhan Omar is basically asking for justification for what's going on in the United States of America. Now, I'm off radio and I'm on social media platforms so everybody can see what I'm going to show you, okay? I want to ask you the question, as you're watching her, does she seem like she's worried about the fact that she's just been busted as the author of the feeding the children fraud? Does it seem like she's worried about the $19 billion that has been defrauded from the people of the state of Minnesota? Does it look like she's worried about the fact that it may be uncovered that she made $30 million over the last year and that her husband is now expunging and pulling down all of his websites concerning the millions and the mass amount of money that he's made during this fraud? Does it look like she's worried about it, or does it seem like she's playing her part concerning the conspirators that are working at tearing down the infrastructure of who we are as a people? just like it tells us in scripture.
So exhausted in trying to ask what any of this
does it look like she's worried about
information
it, people?
Has led to you finding any criminals that you have indicted that explains why you are wasting so much of our taxpayer resources.
She's saying, why are you wasting so much of our taxpayer resources? And she's the author of the bill that was initiated to do and to commit the fraud that she is responsible for. What is she doing? She's deflecting. She's trying to get you to look every other place except her as the one that's responsible for the crimes committed against you. Listen to the rest of this.
And also terrorizing our community.
Terrorizing our community. 99 of the 100 that have been prosecuted for these crimes and have been condemned for their crimes have been Somalians. And she's saying because you're upholding the law against her crimes and the crimes of those that she represents, which are not American people, nor are they here to assimilate, she's saying that you're terrorizing them. Do you see what they're doing, friends? They're redefining, if they can, the meanings of these words. And the only way, and this is going to continue on until the people finally catch on, and hopefully it's not going to be too late, but she's trying to accuse others of what she is guilty of. Why are the microphones and the cameras still up to her face, friends? Okay? Oh, just wait a second.
It's in the amount of federal law enforcement agents that you have in the streets of our city and our state. There needs to be some sort of justification.
There needs to be some sort of justification. That's what she said. How many people have been prosecuted and condemned for the crimes? She needs justification. See, she wants to keep scattering questions to the people concerning their guilt. Why is she being propped up? Because you haven't figured out that they're protecting her concerning the crimes that she's guilty of. If it wasn't true, why has she not been arrested? No, not arrested and deported. No, arrested and prosecuted, do the deed concerning your crimes, and then deport her. And by the way, that's man commandment. That's man's commandments. That's not God's commandments. Because God's commandments, and by the way, if you look at federal law concerning treason, the consequence is death. How is it that she has been put there as one of the most 100 influential people in America by Time Magazine? Who's doing this to you, Americans? Who's responsible for all of this, America? Your sins finding you out, people? Because that's what this is. If it wasn't true, how come you haven't lawfully dealt with her? I said lawfully. I'm not a lawbreaker. I am definitely a law enforcer. And so we should all be, because we are the law in this country. I want you to see what took place yesterday. And maybe it was 2 days ago, now that I see what she's got on. But I want you to see what she's doing in these rallies again after all of that which has been uncovered with her and her husband and this current administration. I want you to see what she was doing out there on the streets with a megaphone in her hand. Listen carefully.
Show all of them the door out.
This is the same lady that said white men are the problem.
And we are going to make sure. We are going to make sure that these people pay for what they have done to us.
We're going to make sure that these people are going to pay for what they have done to us. In other words, you need to just let us do whatever we want to do. Yeah, I know we've I'm talking on her behalf as a third person. I know we have defrauded the people $19 billion. I know that the people are up in arms and they're angry and they're demanding your deportation. That's ridiculous. She needs to pay the consequence, just like anybody else would, according to law. She's a said rep that was not voted in but was installed, just like the rest of them. She's talking about recompense to the people that are enforcing the law against her crimes. And what she's doing is using a small, listen to me, people, small portion of Somalians. There's 5.9 million people in this state, and there's only 108,000 Muslims. The media is trying to embellish their numbers to make it look like they're so big, and there's so many of them, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I beg to differ in a massive, massive way. And yet they believe that she was voted in by what they call Democrats. Nonsense. She was installed. Hey, folks, she's calling for retaliatory recompense for you enforcing the laws against her and her, as she says, her community's crimes. Did you also know, and I thought this was important, and I'll probably bring this up tomorrow on tomorrow's radio show, but did you know that in Somalia, did you know that they are saying that Ilhan Omar in America represents Somalia? Did you know that? Here, I'm going to go ahead and let you see this, and I'll do my best to commentate for you. Like her or don't like her, he said. Okay, this is a Somalian. Listen to what he says.
It is very
important that Ilhan Omar is Somalian. And that she is in the government for us. A Somalian whose thoughts are, take that chair from a black person or from anyone else. Their morals are good. So that's something I'll remind you all. The reason I'm bringing this up again is because I already said it to all Somalians live yesterday. You are the community leaders. Okay, and she's talking about, again, none other than Ilhan Omar. Folks, again, I don't know what treason is, but and I'm being facetious. But I see it being played out in real time constantly through these individuals in the halls of governments. And again, where, you know, the American people are looking for is, where's law enforcement? What a joke. You know where the law enforcement's are, friends? I've been watching videos concerning what's going on, the proceedings, and how this is all coming out. Folks, I have watched so many commentators, said journalists, useful idiots, because that's what they are, doing interviews with smiles on their face. I've watched said representatives with smiles on their face talking about the crimes that have been committed against them. They act like they're not in the same boat for some reason. That's insane. But they are. But they are. Well, it didn't stop with those that I named today. I also wanted to bring in none other than installed Keith Ellison and his son. I want you to see this report again so you can understand that they pretty much covered their bases concerning this fraud. And again, what begs the question is, why is it that none of these people have been arrested for their crimes yet? Here's Keith Ellison's son. Listen to this one, friends.
This morning, Jeremiah Ellison was among the outgoing city council members to get an honorary resolution for their years of service.
So I give my gratitude to the North Side.
But one issue not mentioned, where he's been the final 5 months of his term, Harvard University as a Loeb Fellow. R.J. Coles first broke the story this summer, and it caught some off guard.
His Ward 5 constituents deserve a council member who shows up.
Ellison is splitting his time between here and Cambridge, Massachusetts. He's still earning his $110,000 city salary on top of a $57,000 stipend from Harvard. Now 5 investigates has obtained these internal emails showing Ellison's office wanted more. They requested the Ward 5 budget to cover travel expenses, specifically round-trip travel between Minneapolis and Boston, so Ellison could attend city council meetings every other week from August to the end of the year. In response to Ellison's request, the city clerk acknowledged the prestigious program, but said it's a personal professional development opportunity, and travel for this purpose is not allowed.
It's very disconcerting.
We sat down with two very engaged Ward 5 residents.
As a retired math teacher, I can't imagine asking my students to pay for me to commute to and from school. We are his constituents.
I also am glad that the city rejected that
request.
Ellison has long maintained he can do both, even from afar. But fellow council members kicked him off most committees. Here's what he told our Eric Chaloux in September.
This is the son of the attorney general that's getting kicked off of all of these committees. Okay, just wanted to make clear you understood that as well.
Certainly see me at council meetings.
He's just as good looking as his dad. It must be his moneymaker, right?
Kind of emergency, but you'll certainly see me at full council.
But our review of council attendance records shows he's missed 5 of the 11 meetings ever since he's accepted that Harvard fellowship.
Now, I was at that city council this morning, that meeting, but was only able to talk to Ellison via text message, where he called this story flimsy, a hit piece, and a
Yeah, folks, see, you again. So what did Keith Ellison say in response, just like he said the other day concerning the $19 billion fraud in Minnesota? What did he say? He said it to MSNBC, who wasn't letting him off the hook, because they see his crime for what it is. They understand that they're actually at the end of his crime in one way or another. What did he say? He tries to minimize the crime. And what does he say, friends? I'm asking the question. I'm not saying it because I don't know the answer. I'm asking the question, do you remember what he said? Oh, it's nothing. It's just politics. So now his kid is being exposed. And what does he do? He tries to minimize the crimes being committed. He said it's just a flimsy report. Sooner or later, the media is going to turn on him. Oh, rest assured. Hey, folks, they'll kill each other off. It's like the mob. It's like Bugsy Siegel, what he said. He goes, don't worry about it if you're not in the mob. He goes, in the mob, he said, we only kill our own. You can rest assured, sooner or later, they're going to turn on Ellison. And they're going to turn on Walls. And they're going to turn on Ilhan Omar. Mark my words. Okay? They're not going to sit there and play. See, now what's happening, too, these said journalists, right, that are trying to do their job are starting to understand what guys like me are trying to tell them when I'm warning them of the crimes that they're concerning those that they're now interviewing. And it's like, oh, wait a second, the guy just took a shot at me, too. But he's not taking a shot at the people for the right reasons. He's taking shots at the press for the wrong reasons. Folks, there's a difference between doing something lawful in righteousness, and there's other, you know, on the flip side of that, it's doing things that weren't necessary and it's unlawful, and you're going to reap what you sow pretty quick, sooner or later, from those that have been giving you cover for a long time. Let me just go ahead and say, mark my words on that. It's a matter of time, okay? It's a matter of time. Listen to the rest of this.
Used to do an interview unless I could prove that this was somehow in the public's interest. By the way, he appeared to defend that request, saying the travel was related to his urban planning related education and urban planning related job. His term ends in January. Live at City Hall, Ryan Raich.
Okay, so what's happening here, friends, is there's absolutely no accountability. And I want to say this concerning, and we're seeing the flip side of this now, which is good. But folks, it has come to this, not just in Minnesota, but throughout the United States of America, because of the best that you have allowed to occupy the office. And where have they brought us? Where have they brought us? Because only you can answer that question. I'm going to end the show here. Jacob Frey, he's another one out there. He's the one that's defying just like the rest of them. What's going on again? But there's been no prosecutions. There's been no arrest. I'll tell you what, a lot of innocent people are getting arrested right now in the mix with the illegals, for those that aren't paying attention. But again, you're going to have to ask yourself the question sooner or later, what's going to happen to your country if you don't stand up and do something about what's going on here? I mean, I noticed, as I said yesterday, I noticed over 75,000, 80,000, 85,000 people were at a sold-out football game in Minnesota on Sunday. Where are they today? Where are they today? America, that's why you're in trouble. Folks, they're buying more time. I'm telling you, this is a uniparty system. This is a UN agenda going on here. And what they're doing, friends, is circumventing. They're distracting the American people from the guilty. And for some reason or another, in the spite of all of this, those that are guilty of this fraud that's being perpetuated and it continuously is being uncovered on a daily basis, it's interesting how they still remain and the mainstream media still keeps putting the cameras and the microphones up to their face. If that doesn't tell you what's going on right there, I can't help you.